This is the Jason and Tony, in case you missed it, podcast.
It ain't weird.
The story here is the weirdest eating habits you had as a kid, and we were talking about what ours were, and Tony's like, I just don't think I'd have anything. Really?
Pickle juice?
Yeah, dude, drinking pickle juice from the pickle jar is weird.
I think everybody drank that.
No, I didn't. Never drank the pickle juice.
I think that's just normal.
My weird thing as a kid is that I would get the stick of butter out of the refrigerator and take a man-sized bite and just eat butter.
Oh.
I would just eat butter.
A mouthful of butter.
Yeah.
Yuck.
This came to light on Twitter, so here are some of the responses. Someone said they used to only eat bananas cut lengthwise with mayonnaise. Now, I've heard of people eating mayonnaise banana sandwiches before. I've heard of that. Like people like that. I just don't know about that.
But what lengthwise?
Yeah.
You could,
like down the center.
I've never understood that. It's like the pickle planks. I know people who will only eat those if they're sliced a certain way. Pickle and you're still planks. Just eating a pickle. And you're either way, you're getting a banana, no matter how you slice it.
Right, but this time with mayonnaise on it.
Okay, but still, the way you slice it, that's weird.
Just some others quickly. Cereal with 7-Up instead of milk.
Ooh.
Crushed up Doritos sprinkled on ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Some guy said he went through a phase where he really loved the taste of his cat's dry food. We're talking about kids here. Did you ever eat cat food? Well, yeah, I watched you eat cat food. Never mind.
It was your fault.
Everybody and their brothers calling about how great pickle juice is.
See there?
Unbelievable.
I believe pickle juice is supposed to help leg cramps.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that too.
I don't have leg cramp problems, but I've heard that, so I don't know.
Tony, when you were a kid, you have bad leg cramps, or you just drink it for fun?
I just drunk it just because, you know, it was pickle juice.
Preventive maintenance.
Yeah, right.
You didn't want to get leg cramps.
Did you ever drink pickle juice or anything weird when you were a kid?
No. I used to eat ice cream and let my dog help me, though. I'd get a lick, he'd get a lick.
Yeah, I think we all did that. Hey, man, good call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see you.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you guys, you're talking about drinking pickle juice.
Yeah.
You know, pickle juice helps you plant kidney stones.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's all kinds of good reasons.
So now
to drink pickle juice.
We just had a guy just called and said that pickle juice cures leg cramps. And now pickle juice cures kidney stones. Tony was acting like an 80-year-old when he was 5.
That's hey, and WD-40, you can rub it on your joints and it helps them.
Hmm. Oh, man. Have you started doing that yet, Tony?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, you already drive slow, so I figure that's just around the corner.
Hey, how about weird eating habits? Did you have any?
Well, my friend at work, she does potato chips with ketchup on them.
Oh. That doesn't make any sense.
She dips potato chips in ketchup.
Oh, my Lord. Well, we'll keep her in our prayers tonight.
Yeah, bless her heart.
Thanks for calling the Pickle Juice Hotline. We're Jason and Tony.
She's talking about pickle juice.
Yeah.
I drink that every morning before I go to work. I have been for years back.
Really?
I only like three years being 60 and I still frame houses.
Dang.
Regardless.
So maybe pickle juice is the fountain of youth.
Well, my granny told me when I was growing up that it's the best thing you can have for arthritis, and I believe she's correct.
Well, yeah, Tony, you might be on to something.
See, what you didn't know, Jason, is that's the reason why Cher is still hot.
Cher's been on that pickle juice diet.
Yeah.
I've been on it for 30 years or better.
Yeah, man.
And that's why, do you look like, never mind.
Yeah, he's got the fishnets on right now, don't you?
No.
In case you missed it, I'm holding yet another reason I don't fly on airplanes.
Okay. What is it?
was what happened to this woman, Lizzie Thompson, on her Air France flight.
Oh, wee wee.
Yeah, you could say that.
They were
they were boarding a plane when the man in the seat directly across from her took off his shoes.
I can see that.
Well, then
that's not bad.
Then the man wanted to get a little cozier. So he took off his socks.
Oh, let those piggies free, then.
Yeah, he did.
All right, that's
and
not
then
so bad.
He felt still a little confined. So he decided to take off his pants.
Well, you got to draw the line at taking your pants off on the airplane.
So now, poor Lizzie's sitting there with a man and only his boxers across from her. For the rest of the flight, the man across from her is in his underwear.
All right, well.
And you think, how does it get any worse?
How does it get any worse, Tony?
Glad you asked.
Or better, depending on your perspective on this.
I'm glad you asked. Another passenger boarded the flight with Lizzie and the man in his underwear.
Yeah.
And this passenger was holding a ukulele.
Did he sit next to no pants man?
Boxer shorts man asked ukulele man to sit down and quote unquote, let's make some music together. You know that's going to be one long flight.
Why is that Lizzie even complaining? That's called in-flight entertainment.
Well, that's just something you don't see every day.
No, man. Air France is providing a service there. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened, too.
For some reason, y'all think Tony can answer questions about life's biggest problems, and for the life of me, I don't get it.
He can.
But that's you. You're talking about yourself. This one here is from Mary.
I can.
Mary's in college, and basically she's saying her boyfriend is too cheap to take her to a nice restaurant. All they get is fast food, and she wants to know if it's wrong for her to expect her boyfriend to take her to nice places since we're only in college, or is my boyfriend just cheap? That's from Mary. Mary, here's Tony with your answer.
Dear Mary, I'm glad you and your boyfriend are going to college. It sounds like Mr. McValue Menu is trying to think ahead. Let me tell you about another couple that had this same problem. Adam and Eve. You see, they were nudists that had just enough. But Eve wanted to eat off of the O'Charlie's tree. Adam told Eve, but Eve said she was tired of that value menu. Adam couldn't say no to her hungry Miranda Lambert eyes. Well, they chose to eat off of the expensive tree and then got thrown out of their nudist garden paradise. My point is, if you and your boyfriend live responsibly, one day you'll be able to eat anywhere you want to. If you don't, you're going to have two sons, and one of them's going to kill the other. Love, Tony. If you wasn't listening, you probably missed this right here.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Old Cleus is a senior citizen. Nucleuses aren't nucleuses very long. Old Cleus.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's another one you might have missed.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Her soul was pickled as a cucumber from all the men who'd been gherkin' her around. So he asked what her deal was, and if she wanted to talk, his spears were always open. He said, my name is Clawson.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Oh, yeah, and this here happened, too.
Every single day, we go through a bunch of news stories, and we try to find one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the
Real Good.
I love it when pets help out, when they do something great. I mean, because we all love our pets, but
I love a good Lassie story.
I do, too. I don't think we understand how much they love us back is, you know, sometimes. Two little kids under the age of six. So two kids, the oldest one's just under six. He's almost six. He's five. They wandered off while they were playing in a yard in Florida Saturday.
Oh, no.
They ended up on the side of an interstate, and they could have been hit, but luckily two dogs were there with them. Both dogs were some sort of shepherd mix, which came into play big time because they literally got the kids away and prevented them from walking out into the road.
Dang.
So yeah, these dogs were
six,
like,
you don't know any better.
Yeah. And by the way, these weren't their dogs.
They just came up.
They just happened to be out there.
Just at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Several witnesses told police they saw the dogs pushing the kids toward the guardrail so they couldn't walk onto the highway.
What?
And because of that, both of them are fine. Their foster dad and his other kids were out looking for them when the cops showed up. The dad actually saw them walk off but has some sort of medical condition and couldn't follow them. So police determined he didn't do anything wrong. It turned out the two kids had wandered away while, quote, trying to chase a rainbow.
Aww. And wow, and these dogs just showed up.
Man, thank God for those dogs.
No kidding.
Man, that's
like
so cool.
You're six, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, and I get, and they were stray dogs, so they don't have a home. I bet they get a home real quick, though. I bet that's all over the news in Florida about these two dogs. So whatever your names turn out to be, puppies, y'all are
real good. And that there has been Jason and Tony's, in case you missed it.